Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, man, all these jokers want to be hard, man. Want to be type tough. You know what I'm saying? Little tough guys. You know what I mean? But little do they understand the knowledge that most of these tough guys are behind bars, really being tough.
You know what I mean?
That's what I be saying, man. How tough are you, man? Check it out. Yo, could be them situations that have you caught down at the station, getting sweated by the sergeant in chief for information. Who did it? No time for wasting. Right now, you're probably facing 3 to 9, then probation, contemplation, snitching or washing dishes in the kitchen of the state pen, a place where you can learn how to date men. Cause man, that's all you see when in cell block 3, cats that were harder than trees come back home pussy. And ain't no time to cop a plea, you better play Bruce Lee. Cause if your mouth is writing checks, then your ass will pay the fee. Full amount, exact change, appearance rearranged, lose your teeth over some petty beef. This type strange, but yo, this type real, cause sharp shanks kill, make the blood spill all down your grill. You need to chill and recognize the fact that those prisons are packed and more than a half of them ain't coming back. Oh, you wanna shine, huh? You wanna get that loot? You wanna pump on a block with the gat and shoot? Yo, that's cool, cause lockdown will probably think you're cute. Everyone will have their eyes on the new recruit. You wanna shine, huh? You wanna get that loot? You wanna pump on a block with the gat and shoot? Yo, that's cool, cause lockdown will probably think you're cute. Everyone will have their eyes on the new recruit. Jay Sands, never been touched, I thought you knew. Fuck the state pen, I be at Penn State too. Like Biggie, fisherman hat, not too jiggy. A week in the fair from there to my city. Imagine me on the flea from the PD. Yeah, looking through the rear view mirror and all I see are the flashing bright lights chasing after me. Yo, that's the type of drama that I don't need or can't afford. In the AM around 4, kicking my door, canine sniffing while I'm laying on the floor. I'd rather do tours from shore to shore, cop to pure, and some Garcia Vegas from any store, and lay back. Because the why say that? You should stop, look and listen, and play your position. Don't worry about the next man, I follow tradition, and let that money stack like that, is my prescription. Cause all the hard niggas get tossed in the river, or rushed to the ER with a shank in the liver. If not that, then lockdown, looking like Fox Brown, playing wifey for some ill cat.
Yo, that's real.
Oh,
black.
You wanna shine, huh? You wanna get that loot? You wanna pump on the block with the gat and shoot? Yo, that's cool, cause lockdown will probably think you're cute. Everyone will have their eyes on the new recruit.
Like that, and it's like that, you know that.
Yeah,
you better learn.
They're gonna learn.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying, man? You don't understand, man. Motherfuckers, they gonna end up behind bars like Slick Rick, you know what I mean? But understand the plan is for us to stay out these prisons and get our wisdom, you know what I mean? And then elevate through that, you know? Anything else? Can't even mess with that. Word.
I'm the difference between real and music TV. Yo! Yo! Yo!
the mind and the body and spirit. But them cats be too hard-headed. They like all forget it. Till they locked up and their blood is shedded. I really spit conscious rap. And when I say stop the violence, how you think we stopping that? With a flower, a protest, a rally, a band? Oh no, I got the baseball bat in my hand. Overstand, I'm taking a stand, not taking the stand. I don't disrespect women cause I'm a man. And some say be man. You uninformed journalists, y'all can talk to the head. On my block, women get respect and trust. Cause when you diss a woman, you dissing her feet up. And dissing our unborn children will defeat us. I'm not in the leader, I just know the world need us. And the whole world don't need y'all. Y'all just beat makers, you need to learn from Marley Marl. Go! The heat is back. The teacher's back. The teacher's back. The heat is back. The teacher's back. The teacher's back. The heat is back. The teacher's back. Come on, here we go. The teacher's back. The heat is back.
Hold up, hold up, hold up, Marley, hold up.
Damn, so you still out here waiting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't mind if I go and take this watch and the car keys?
No. Jesus, give me another one.
All right, then. Cool.
Spending more money on the church band, but Elijah's got a plan. got the white man screaming, damn that Farrakhan. Cause one day these babies are uprise, much more than bow ties and bean pies. Kicking knowledge at the 7-Eleven, and they won't call me a nigga when I get to heaven.
Hotep, welcome to Dr. Robert X Forum by way of Truth to Power, and my name is Beverly. We are continuing with the lethal injection. We are on part five. Dr. Robert X, how are you doing?
Hotep, Sister Bear, Hotep family, I'm doing well, but I understand you're not doing too well,
good.
Bear.
Right. I'm good. I'm holding on.
Well, you know, the program is never more important than your health, sister. So, you know, I'm sure the family will understand, you know, if you're not feeling real well, we can just take off and maybe come back tomorrow night.
No, we can finish. We are now.
Okay, okay. Well,
I'm just
you know,
not
that option
do a lot of talking.
Yeah, well, you know, that option is always there for you, Bev. You know, I have my ill days as well. So, you know, I've learned, you know, sometimes if we ain't feeling well, then we can't do what we do.
Right. But I'm good. We got this.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Well, I'm not really into what's going on out here. I really don't have a clue. I just got into some really fascinating stuff going back again over some of my archives. And, man, these archives just really wake you up. It's like a shot of dope or something, I'm telling you. It's truly, truly unbelievable,
and
man.
And it's amazing how it adds. It's like it could have been 10 years ago, but it's like it happened today.
No question about it. But I tell you what's not 10 years old, although you could say it.
Yeah.
I got an email from one of the family, and it was an email dealing with Dr. Boyd Watkins from here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
The email was talking about Roland Martin.
Oh, yeah. I've
Did you
that.
Manage to see that, Ben?
Yeah.
I normally don't take a half hour to watch voice watching, but on this one, it's so good to see somebody else is seeing the same thing that we're seeing here.
Right, right.
And apparently, from what he was talking about, this dude's audience is turning on him. And the audience is turning on him, according to Boyce Watkins, because he basically tried to diss anything as if he's an intelligence operative that's sent out here to neutralize anything having to do with black people that are independent. He wants black people totally tied to the Democratic Party, which is nothing more than an intelligence psychological operation run by the CIA. That's a fact. We all saw it. We just got exposed to it. So you'd have to be a damn fool or a bigger damn fool not to see that in you in the media. Because that's where much of it is coming from. So I thought that was real interesting. He was pointing out that almost every single comment disagreed with this dude because he was dealing with a 21-year-old young brother who was against electoral politics as a functioning part of black people moving forward at 21 years old. And he decided to open up his own school because he saw that as an addition to the mass psychosis that appears to be affecting black people who somehow think that the Democratic Party is their friend. When everything that they do, particularly coming from the courts, says it's exactly the opposite. Now, that's pretty much what he laid out there. And I just thought that it was interesting that he came to pretty much the same conclusions that I did. Okay? And we were both from Chicago. And, of course, this dude was here in Chicago for a number of years, and everywhere he went, he caused collapse. Okay? So he talked about the arrogance of this dude as if somehow he has a lock on everything that transpires in the black community. And he knows better than anyone else. And I would love to get
Didn't
this
he get
dude.
Fired?
No.
Go ahead.
He got let go from CNN.
Right.
You're talking about from CNN?
Roland Martin.
Yeah, because remember, he's the one that got the debate questions for Hillary Clinton. Now, I don't care if you're a Democrat or technocrat or just a regular crat. Nobody supports Hillary Clinton, but this dude got the debate questions ahead of time and gave them to Donna Brazile, who proceeded to give them to Hillary Clinton through their little pipeline of criminal behavior. And when they got caught, she lost her spot and went into hiding. And he lost his spot. Now, she back at Fox News, last I heard, and he over there making an ass out of himself, which is not quite difficult because every time he opens up his mouth, he expels the same thing that normally would come from your ass. Okay, so he's consistent with it. And I just thought that Boyce Watkins pretty much exposed him for what he really is, and that's an operative for the Democratic Party.
I think he also exposed himself, the interview with the King Randall.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he has to. He's not alone. He has to come out here and attack anything that's outside of the Democratic Party system of control. That includes, I remember somebody calling in talking about an interview that was set up. He tried to set up Ice Cube. So it's funny, you played that song, and last year he tried to set up an ambush with Ice Cube. But, you know, like any normal Ice Cube, he was kind of slippery. So he was able to get up out of it. Because he brought three Black Lives Matter women or something like that, to ambush Ice Cube, and it didn't quite work out for him. Again, everybody saw that he set it up as an ambush. And the other thing I thought was interesting was he talked about Minister Farrakhan being unpersoned from social media. And more importantly, people that are directly connected to the minister through the nation are being systematically removed off social media because the so-called incident that took place in D.C. last week with the brother who supposedly ran over and killed one cop and injured the other one with his car, and then they killed him. They say he was a devout member of the nation.
And so I don't believe that. That don't even sound like a nation person.
No, it doesn't. Not at all. But that's what they did. That's what the social media people did. So they basically said it's guilt by association. Anybody that's associated with the nation, they've taken them off social media. Period. But you might recall, Ben, we said that the system that they were setting up, it was geared to do that. If you listen to this program, okay, you become a part of the so-called, what do they term us today? The malcontents. Let's use that word. Okay? So, your social credit score, which I might add, is nothing more than a derivative of the three credit rating agencies in this country. Y'all know them. Experian is one of them. TransUnion is another. I forget the third one, but it don't matter. It's all run by Old Testament. So the Chinese social credit system and their love for the Talmud in terms of its structure lent itself to them setting up a credit rating agency that deals with the social environment as opposed to the economic environment, but it pretty much incorporates all of it now. The point is, the origin of it was the credit rating agencies in this country that are criminal to begin with. And any black person in this country is automatically three steps behind in the credit rating system, automatically. That's how they've been able to neutralize a lot of economic advancement for black people or against black people. Because it takes us, if we have a decent paying job, it takes us twice the length of time to go get a comparable job. And if we put ourselves out there in massive debt, which many of us do, car, house, et cetera, then what happens is we lose that job, and now our credit suffers because we don't have a comparable job to keep up the payments that the other well-paying job afforded us that luxury. So they know these things. We end up getting bad credit when we fall behind in paying the bills. And that establishes a pattern or an excuse for these people to charge you higher interest rates based on that credit score. And now you put anger in the mix because the scientific technology will allow for them to monitor your behavior, and your social credit score is going to be dictated by your behavior in part. Okay? So you walk out the house and you get spotted by a drone that sees you not with the smile on your face. And there was an episode in Black Mirror. Okay? That basically dealt with this, where the little white girl had to paint an artificial smile on her face 24 hours a day and go around doing things for people to get a higher social credit score. And then, of course, that's going to dictate your travel. So this so-called pass is just an entree into that they want to limit the movement of people. When they take the price of gasoline up to $10 a gallon, that will put most people in a position where they'll have to take public transit, okay, in order to get to where they want to go. So now you got a bad social credit score because you didn't necessarily see eye to eye with what the elite establishment dictated was the proper protocol. So now your movement is being limited. Well, how will they know where you go? Because every piece of technology has a number attached to it. Okay? It's kind of like if you make 100,000 widgets, each widget has a number, 1, 2, 3, et cetera, all the way up to 100,000. So now you swallow one of those widgets, and they know with the use of technology, the number on that widget. So now they program that widget through the use, again, of the technology to only allow you, based on your behavior, to go beyond certain parameters in terms of your travel. And you go outside of those parameters because the sensors will be monitoring you as well as the drone. The drones more so if your threat level is high. They'll pretty much monitor you with the sensors in your phone. And they'll make taking the phones with you mandatory. So now you go outside those parameters, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested by 3-4 robots, big, burly, white robots, and maybe a Negro bot to go along with it to make it, what do they call it today, socially acceptable. So they have a Negro bot, three big, burly white bots to arrest you because you went outside of your area. So then they take you in, and of course they don't need no fingerprint because they've been scanning your eye with the use of the technology all the time. All right, and of course they're putting that technology all over the place, retina scanning or iris scanning. So they know who you are. You don't have to have no identification. Your number speaks for itself. Nobody else has that widget embedded in their body. They all got a different number. So I'm just saying all that to kind of segue into lethal injection, because the widget could very well be so-called coronavirus vaccine that ain't no damn vaccine. All right? The people that make this stuff liken it to an operating system. I tend to agree with it. And, of course, many people say that it's just a step on the path to transhumanism. And I agree with that as well. But transhumanism is nothing more than a series of steps away from cybernetics that we talked about a few years back. And I would encourage everybody that didn't hear those programs to go back and listen to those programs dealing with cybernetics, because that's where we are right now. And I'm surprised, Bear, that a lot of people are now becoming aware that this vaccine is not a vaccine. And I think that the most important move that's going to be made in this country is how the court system, because it's going to end up there even more than it already is, how the court system is going to respond to a vaccine that does not do what its mandate says it should do. Okay, which is why, Bear, family,
mm-hmm. Everybody that takes this lethal injection and has an adverse effect, notice, they will not come out and say any of these people died because they took the vaccine. Because that's admitting that something that doesn't prevent you from transmitting the disease, nor does it prevent you from catching the disease, okay, pretty much means you become a transmitter of it, is not a vaccine, again, by definition. So how are these people doing what they're attempting to do? Well, like everything else that they've done, under the name of so-called social justice, sounds suspiciously like social credit system, social justice. They have determined that they will change the definition of what vaccines are. Okay? So now they just recreate another definition to justify what they're attempting to do. So I'll be honest. After we saw what we saw with the election, I have no idea where the courts are going to come down on this thing. The good thing is people are already working their way into the court system in other countries to attempt to nullify this move by these monsters. Now, I know that was a long-winded statement, family, but it's all in order because this lethal injection is just that. It has nothing to do with alleviating what they term a virus that has caused a pandemic. There ain't no pandemic. Never was no pandemic. All right? But it just goes back to what we began in last week in delving into another one of these important people who came out of that whole cybernetics movement. Of the intellectuals and the scientists and the mathematicians all coming together, Brother Andrew, in New York in the 1930s to help facilitate the transformation of man from human to machine human and then ultimately, from human to human augmented by machine, to machine being augmented by human. That's the next phase, where the vast majority of humans in the next 100 years will be 75% machine, 25% human. That's where we're heading.
Well, I got some family members that is taking the shot. Why is they making them take it 2-3 times?
That's a good question, Bear. It doesn't make any sense to me unless the series of shots is part of a systematic move, like they're dual weapons. They tried to do the same thing in Africa with the sterilization elements in the vaccines, and they didn't think that they would get caught because it wasn't one shot. One shot had part of the sterilant, and another vaccine had the other part of the sterilant. So if you didn't check both parts, you would never know that taken together, these were sterilizing agents in the vaccine. I kind of think this thing is the same thing, because they're not just talking about two shots. They're talking, as we pointed out last week, the most dangerous part of this thing is so-called boosters. So you're going to be taking shots all the time, like the flu. You get a flu shot one year, the flu changes the next year. But they don't have no vaccine for that flu. They got the vaccine for the prior year. That ain't really no vaccine either.
Right. Okay?
Because you can still get the new flu because it's changed, it's mutated every year. So I don't think, it's just my own personal opinion, I don't think they have any expectations of large numbers of people inhabiting this country in the next 5 years. That's just my own personal opinion. And that's why these high-profile professional scientists and doctors are warning people against taking the shots. I think when we lay some things on the table here tonight and tomorrow, Bear, I think it'll kind of explain the mindset behind these monsters that are behind the facilitating of these so-called vaccines. That ain't no vaccine. Okay? So I need to kind of jump back right quick. Oh, and by the way, family, tomorrow we'll do the meditation. So anybody got anything they want us to meditate on specifically, let us know tonight so we can, pun intended, vibe on it tomorrow. And that's interesting, too. I didn't pull up the article, but I think somebody sent me an article that basically was titled, this just came out, The Importance of Mass Meditation. Did you see that, Bear?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, somebody's pointing out how mass meditation can be used as a major weapon against what these people are attempting to do.
And I believe that. That's true.
Yeah. But it just so happens that, you know, that's pretty much what we've been attempting to incorporate in what we do here on a smaller scale, but still in a mass situation. And the more people that can get involved in that kind of effort, again, that power is inherent within all of us. And for those of us who are black or, you know, we have an abundance of carbon, you can call it melanin or whatever, we have the capacity to become Jedi. Now, I don't think we'll get into that today, but we'll get into it tomorrow. Because, again, much of what these people are doing is attempting to neutralize things that have already been forecast, things that are happening off this planet that are making changes that are being countered by their changes. So as people attempt to become more spiritual, and as Brother Tut points out, people are moving toward fourth dimensional access, they're trying to shut all that down. So you have to ask yourself, family, we know that the Royal Society was blocking out the rays of the sun almost 15 years ago. So why all of a sudden now are they hyping Bill Gates putting chemicals in the air to block out the rays of the sun? And fundamentally, who gave Bill Gates all this authority to basically dictate every facet of human existence? From what we eat, because he's talking about eating bugs and no more meat, he's going to create some synthetic meat in the lab, which they've already done, put it out here on the market, because he don't want people to eat meat. I think if people want to eat bugs, they should be able to eat bugs. And if people want to eat a ribeye,
They should be able to have a ribeye. But these people have to control every single facet of our existence, from our breathing to our eating, and of course, to the level of information that we consume, from the school systems that Bill and Melinda Gates admitted that they wrecked, to the political system, to social media. This dude is involved in it. Everything. Everything. And has no educational background to justify anything that he's doing. But somehow, he and others are not being called on the carpet by so-called political leaders. On the contrary, still getting multi-billion dollar government contracts. How is that? And what that tells you is there's a higher order involved in some of this. And that's why it's important to point out that many of these people are directly connected to Jeffrey Epstein. The mad scientist, because that's what he was. The mad scientist slash pedophile. That's what he was. And it's interesting, Bear, because Ghislaine Maxwell, his piece, he had to be... She had to basically decertify her foundation that basically dealt with controlling the seas, the oceans. That's what she was into, fake environmentalism. But it wasn't about environmentalism, about controlling the water. Because they have to control everything. And it's also interesting that these people end up on the dockets. They become speakers at places like the World Wildlife Fund. There they are, speaking at places like this. Now, they just happen to be the same people that are financing the eugenics movement. And, of course, some of these same people from the Asian Society, et cetera, Friends of the Earth, all of these groups. It's kind of funny that they basically were responsible for financing the population bomb by Paul Ehrlich, as we pointed out either last week or week before. So we see that the bottom line with these people is a system of control that's based on what they call a scientific technique that's nothing more than a front for the eugenics movement, now called population control. Well, actually, they don't even use that term anymore. Okay? It's just environmentalism, the green movement. Okay? So what is this scientific technique? Because that's where we left off at last week in the first part of this four-part series dealing with Bertrand Russell. We looked at the impact of science on society, scientific technique, and the concentration of power. Okay? And this series is basically looking at this book that Bertrand Russell wrote in 1952 called The Impact of Science on Society. And so they're talking about how technology in a variety of areas,
particularly in the area of communication, has basically allowed for the centralization of society, whereby most people live in cities and things of that nature today, as opposed to a little more than 100 years ago, people were primarily rural. All right? So they say in closing, in the first part of this series, that scientific technique is much more than just the impact of new technology on the machinations of society. It's the use of science to analyze, control, and guide societies in a desired direction. And those are nice words that they're using. Another more understandable term is social engineering. That's pretty much what the scientific technique is doing. And it exists in every single area. And that's why one of the primary tenets of social engineering is the manipulation of language. Propaganda is a major component of social engineering, because you have to get people to subscribe to a particular philosophy or train of thought in order to get them to move in a particular direction that you want them to go in. And as I pointed out, and they pointed out, that's why you see them attempting to give black women the impression that they have a preferred card, when in fact they don't prefer them at all, just like they don't prefer black men. The use of propaganda / social engineering to bring about their desired result. Now, what we want to do today is to look into the next part of Bertrand Russell's book. And as part two of this series entitled Limits to the Stability of a Scientific World Empire, the Impact of Science on Society. And again, this is from the Sagacious News Network. Okay. So they quote Bertrand Russell here with him saying this, quote, "I do not believe dictatorship is a lasting form of scientific society unless it can become worldwide." Now, we've already discussed that that's what the Great Reset is really all about. That's what coronavirus is really all about. Fake pandemic that's really a plandemic. Okay? So that proviso that he points out, okay, unless it can become worldwide, a dictatorship won't stand. So that's the primary thesis behind world government: attack and remove any vestige of opposition. And you got to do it in parts of the world in a different way than they do it here. For example, they create some fake Islam, right, called Al-Qaeda, ISIS, etc., etc. They create them fake so-called Islamic organizations because they have to remove the old-school Orthodox Islam. That same thing goes for Judaism, Christianity, and all of the religions, because they all have to go. So you create the fake one to fight against the real one. That's what's been going on in Afghanistan for the last 20 years. And they still lost. Because you are never going to defeat people that are willing to die for their belief system. And then people will say, well, How is it that they've been able to run roughshod? They told the black church and the white church to close down, which is against the Constitution. And the overwhelming majority of preachers said, yezza boss. I'm sorry. Yowza boss. And the reason that they did that is because they don't believe in the things that they claim to believe in. And I'll add an example. That's why there was so much silence from the black religious community against this little homosexual, Nas X, when he lap dancing Satan. Well, where the preachers at? Well, they've been giving lap dances to Satan all the time. They just didn't make no video. I'm sorry, family. You know, I got to put a little levity in there. But I ain't lying.
That's the truth. Right.
That's pretty much what they've been doing. They've been giving lap dances to the politicians because a lot of them been in the closet, and the politicians been in the closet. And now we see. So they're pointing out here, Bertrand Russell is, that world control, and I'm putting in worldwide lockdown because of fake pandemic, that's the way dictatorship will last. And they coming down and locking down anything and anybody, but they get major pushback. And if you notice, all of the people that are pushing back are being attacked. The governor of Florida, Wyoming, you name it. The ones that are pushing back on the insanity, Georgia. Look, I did hear this, Bev. They're talking about moving an all-star game out of Georgia because the Georgia body politic passed laws that basically says you got to have some identification to vote. Now, it don't matter that 75% of black people, 75% of black people say it's cool, you should have identification to vote, but these people can't steal elections if things are set up in a legal way. The real important elections, they've only won because they engage in massive criminal behavior. Go ahead, Beth.
No, I was just saying what was wrong with that. That's how it used to be.
Exactly.
You had to show ID.
And the reason that it was like that is since Kennedy won, right, everybody knew that they stole Illinois and other states. That's how Kennedy won in 1960.
Mm.
Just like we just saw in 2020. So, yeah, now they're talking about moving the all-star game because they want honest elections. And in this society, I don't really know what that means. But that's what they want. So they passed that law. So Major League Baseball decided they want to move the game somewhere else. But you see here, they got a problem. Major League Baseball, the NBA, and all the rest of the sports have been taking a massive hit in viewers. And they're going to be surprised when they open up these vaccine pass institutions, because that's what they're about. They're trying to bribe people into getting vaccine shots, right? And the only way you can be able to factually demonstrate that you got the shot is to have the pass. So they want to say, well, you can't go to no sporting events, no movies, nothing like that, unless you got the vaccine card. Same thing the Nazis did, you know, you have to have your pass and all that kind of stuff. And again, Everybody know it. But they forgot one thing. So many people are on to them that people have decided to boycott many of these people as they did the sports. And they had some of them had the lowest viewer rating that they've had in 50, 60 years. So they turned the people off, and the people turned them off. The same thing happened with the white guy. Oh, excuse me. Get a little water here. The same thing happened to the white guy that supported Orange Man publicly, and the social justice people came out and decided they're going to boycott his line of food products. I think it's called Goya's, a Mexican product. And what happened was, same thing happened with Gillette when they came out here with the LGBT, with the homosexuals telling men how to shave, right? Gillette profits went through the basement. And they came out and began to apologize. Okay, we'll change. Well, the same thing happened to the NBA, Major League Baseball, Major League Football, etc. People turned them off. Now, I know they don't care, but that ain't my point. The point is, the vast majority of people are against what they're doing, so they have to strong-arm people to get it done. They have to threaten you to get it done. There is no mandatory vaccine, nothing, nowhere in this country, because it's unconstitutional, based on the law, and they know it. So they have to use the corporations as a hammer to beat people over the head with it. If you don't do what we tell you to do, we'll take your job. Well, it's like I said. What happens if the people in this country decide they're going to pick one of them airlines that's trying to make a mandatory so-called coronavirus fake vaccine pass in order to fly? What happens if one of those airlines look up and ain't nobody in them seats? All you got to do is pick out one to send a message. Well, I'll tell you what happened. The same thing that happened to the NBA in Major League Baseball. All of a sudden, they start losing so much cheddar that they say we'll take Black Lives Matter off of the court. And as far as I know, they did, because white people buy them expensive-ass tickets for all them fake entertainment that they call pro sport. I don't care which one of them it is. You can pick one. I told you one of my favorites was hockey, because it's one of the few places as a kid I could grow up and see white folks whooping each other's ass with sticks. So I loved hockey. But it's the whitest sport on the planet, damn near. And they was out there taking a knee, which ain't but three or four black players in hockey. So,
and I heard
look,
that black started hockey.
I wouldn't be surprised there in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But unfortunately, Bill, maybe fortunately for the few black people that's playing, they have to change the rules, because you can't allow all them white boys to be running around here whooping the black players' asses with them sticks. So they had to cut out a lot of the fighting and all that kind of stuff. Because when them big brothers started playing hockey, man, you can't have no Indominus Sioux type hockey player. 6'7", 330 pounds on some skates with a stick. Agile, athletic. No, that couldn't happen, so they had to change that. But anyway, I'm going on here. But y'all get my drift, family. So look, let's go back to this article. Because then he says something extremely important. Again, this is from the book, The Impact of Science on Society. He says, in the past, empires of the past were unable to sustain their control over distant regions due to the difficulty of maintaining effective centralized control over the actions of their subordinates. Y'all know, like in Britain, they had the lords and the earls and then you had the serfs and those kinds of things. Okay, so they say the scientific and their job was to basically maintain. You had the sheriffs and, you know, in Robin Hood, you had the sheriff of Nottingham. He would go around collecting taxes from the people for the elite. That's how they controlled everybody. So they say the scientific technique has removed this limitation. The only remaining obstacle to a truly worldwide empire is the establishment of a unifying principle to replace the fear of war. You see, family, Orange Man came in being anti-war because that's what they've used to keep the people in fear. They create boogeyman. That's why they went from Al-Qaeda to ISIS, like turning a page in a book. They have to have these wars that they're financing and controlling both sides because it's a primary means by which they're able to control the people. Remember, at the conclusion of World War II, it was predetermined by the people that were practicing cybernetics. Brother Derek, I'm running a blank on that society in New York where the elite got together and brought together the scientists and the academics in New York under the Macy Foundation, which is the beginning of the era of the scientific dictatorship. Some call it the technocracy. Okay? that's what all of this goes back to. All right. Now, so they use war in the conclusion of World War II. They're already predetermined that they were going to do things to limit the freedom of the people, particularly in this country. All right. So the scientists / educators, they are the ones who began this whole mass social engineering effort, because that's what it is, social engineering, okay? And everything that they did points to what's going on today, every bit of it. But the people somehow think that they're the ones that made the decision, and nothing could be further from the truth, okay? Remember, they said, freedom is the enemy to be replaced by man. And now with environmentalism, man is the enemy. As we pointed out, the Paul Ehrlich crowd, that was one of their things. The problem with the environment is the carbonated units that inhabit the environment, meaning us. And let's be clear, I'm using carbon distinctly different from melanin because this is how they view it. Okay, so they want to limit carbon, but what they're really talking about is limiting people. All right, so they settled on carbon as a replacement for the people. They go on to say this, under the subheading of the impact of science on society. And all of this is from his book, and it's in quote. They say in any given state of technique, there's a limit to size. Before the telegraph, large empires broke up because they could not be effectively controlled from the center. Communications have been the chief factor limiting the size of empires. This was diminished by railways and the telegraph. They say there would now be no technical difficulty about a single worldwide empire, since war is to become more destructive to human life. Unification under a single world government is necessary unless we acquiesce to barbarism or the extinction of the human race. So they are equating nationalism or sovereignty with barbarity. Okay? But the mass killing of billions of people on the planet for their philosophical precepts is acceptable. World wars for the removal of large numbers of people on the planet is what they do. So 4 years of no wars started by Orange Man is immediately nullified by the corpse coming in office bombing people and creating new fake designations so they can go around and arrest and incarcerate and then activate the wind-up shooters, okay, that I think we're going to see more of as they attempt to disarm the population. There's two things that would make this country explode. One of them is an extended to lock the country down and mandate that people take fake vaccines. The other one is the attempt to remove people's weapons, because there's nobody in this country, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, that do not understand that this government is non-representative of its people and therefore needs to be kept under threat of arms. That's why it's in the Constitution, because they understood, even to their time, that the likelihood of a small group of criminals, a criminal cabal, back then it was the Illuminati. Well, some say today it's the Illuminati. But they would have to be under a constant threat of having their asses handed to them. And that's why the right to bear arms is right next to the freedom of speech, both of whom these monsters are attacking ferociously. Okay? Now, what they won't tell you, and I'm just going to go here for a second, because this is like going back and trying to basically going over stuff we've already gone through. Social media is extremely dangerous in terms of social engineering, which is why we refer to it as social engineering media. Now, I don't care if you got a Facebook page. That's your business. Okay? I'm telling you that everything you put on it is going to be a part of your social credit score. and everything you allow to be put on it is going to be a part of your social credit score. Okay? But separate from that, it's dangerous in many other respects, as we've outlined, and it has been proven so by people who come from the industry at the highest levels of social media. Remember, they don't allow their children to get on it. They wouldn't be called dead, their children on it. So you might recall about, let me see if I can get a date off one of these articles. Ah, wow. Was it that long ago? This is amazing. We revealed this stuff in 2014. And that was people at the highest echelons in social media. And since then, there's been a steady stream of them. They call them whistleblowers, who had to go into hiding because they understood that they work for the intelligence community, that social media is nothing more than a tool for psychological obstruction, if you will, of the general population and pretty much programming the population. Well, their own people came out and basically said, yep, that's what we do. Now, for those of you who are on it, we like the people who say it doesn't affect them because they're the ones who are being programmed the most. Now, that's not me. That's them telling you what they know their stuff does. Not only that, but they come right out and tell you that it basically manipulates behavior. It's behavior modification, which is another word for social engineering, by the way. Okay? So I just went back and got a few articles going back to 2014 when we dealt with that, just to illustrate what I'm talking about for those of you who think I'm just running off at the mouth. Okay? Because I have a tendency to do that. You can see this is real. This article is from the American Battlefield.blogspot.com. Facebook uses a psychological warfare echo chamber experiment is being conducted on you without your consent. And in the article, they talk about Facebook admitting that they programmed 700,000 users. Now, you think they could get two or three shooters to, since they all seem to have professional Facebook pages, okay? And, of course, Facebook got $500 million from InQtail, which is a venture capital company run by the CIA openly. Okay? Well, they came out and said that they programmed 700,000 people in an experiment without their knowledge. Okay? Another article is entitled, "Was the Department of Defense Behind Facebook's Controversial Manipulation Study?" This is from Zero Head. All these are from 2014. Okay? Now, I'm not going to quote from the articles. I just want to put them on the recording so you can go back and pull them up yourself. So the next time you go to your Facebook page, understand that they duping you. Okay? Here's another one from The Guardian. U.S. military studied how to influence Twitter users in DARPA-funded research. They say, I'm going to read a little bit of this one, just the first little small paragraph. They say the activities of users of Twitter and other social media services were recorded and analyzed as part of a major project funded by the U.S. military in a program that covers ground similar to Facebook's controversial experiment into how to control emotions by manipulating news feeds. Okay? They say the research was funded directly by DARPA and involved users of Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Kickstarter for studies of social connections and how messages spread. Okay? Now, they go on even deeper and naming a lot of stuff that I'm not going to go back into it, okay? You can pull up the article and check it for yourself. That's why your politicians haven't done a thing about the mass censorship coming from social media, because it's run by the intelligence community, many of whom are sitting up there in media, and as soon as you say something, they attack you as if you were a piece of meat to a hungry lion. That's why they're doing the mass censorship, because they cannot have anybody questioning what they're doing, even though they know it's illegal. I don't care if it's the coronavirus or the so-called vaccine. It's like I said, even people I listen to, I call them cowards, because they've fallen all over themselves trying not to say certain words or use certain phrases. And they sit there and they look like damn fools, claiming to be grown-ass men and women and are scared to say anything because they might lose that $4 or $5 that they get from YouTube and all the rest of that nonsense. Okay? And notice now, the two most prominent that they focus on here is Facebook and Twitter. Here's one from CBS Local out of Sacramento. Study. Twitter has potential to induce psychotic symptoms. This is CBS. Okay? They say researchers say the highly symbolic language of Twitter may create the perfect environment for those with a predisposition for psychotic behavior. Does that mean shooting people? I wonder if that has anything to do with psychotic behavior. I just wonder. Maybe it does, since they admit it in the article. Okay? And then, of course, Facebook reveals news feeds experiment to control emotions. To control emotions. Activists and politicians call Facebook experiment scandalous, spooky, and disturbing. But they didn't do a damn thing about it, family. That's from The Guardian as well. Okay? So you can see fear in the relationship with social media and fear is a very live concern, and it's real. Okay? But remember now, they already said there will be no technical difficulty about a single worldwide empire. And since war has become more destructive to human life, unification under single world government is probably necessary unless we acquiesce to barbarism or the extinction of the human race. He goes on in the book to say, the evils that have grown up in the Soviet Russia will exist wherever there is a scientific government. Okay, securely established, and is not dependent upon popular support. So This government in this country and this scientific dictatorship has honed in on the term, and it didn't just start now. It goes all the way back to the 1930s and actually before that. That's what The Wizard of Oz was all about. It was about the rise of populism and the silver standard where many of the regular people had access to silver, the gold standard, which represented the elite, were predominant. So the Wicked Witch wore the gold slippers, and the Good Witch wore the silver slippers in The Wizard of Oz. And of course, in order to get to the wizard, you had to go down that road that was paved with yellow brick, representing the ounce, the OZ, gold, which is what gold is measured in, to see the wizard. And then, of course, that was basically dealing with the rest of the country doing battle against the Eastern establishment. Code word for Old Testament family. So that's what that was about. And we can see that to this day, populism, nationalism, another word for the same thing, is the devil, even though they really the devil. And we just got a little preview of it with the little Negro giving a lap dance to the devil, and they celebrated it, the elite. They didn't come down talking about taking it off, and you can probably go up on YouTube and find that right now. But try to go up there and find out the Doctors for Truth. Try to find their video talking about how you treat coronavirus. And it's gone. Okay? So they go on to say, it's possible for government to be more oppressive before there was scientific technique. Propaganda makes persuasion easier for the government. Public ownership of halls and paper makes counter-propaganda more difficult. Now, they replaced the paper with social media. Okay, and of course, they ain't quite paperless yet, but they're going to move towards paper being a bane on the environment, because, of course, you got to cut down trees to make the paper, right? So they say public ownership of halls and paper makes counter-propaganda more difficult, and modern armament makes popular risings impossible. No revolution can succeed in a modern country unless it has the support of at least a considerable section of the armed forces. But the armed forces can be kept loyal by being given a higher standard of life than the average worker. Okay? And again, you got to update that today, because they're going to be removing humans from the military, like 40 going north, and replacing them with technology and a smaller group of humans who are a loyal, let's just call it for the word that they use, they're loyal to Satan. All right? So they say, apart from external pressure, there's no reason why such a regime should not last for a very long time. So under the subheading War, the Chief Source of Social Cohesion, in the book, it says, what stands in the way of world government? The answer is the evil passions in human mind. So long as there's imminent risk of war, it's possible to escape from the authority. Wait. So long as there's imminent risk of war, it's impossible to escape from the authority of the state except to a limited degree. It's mainly war that has caused the excessive power of modern states. And until the fear of war is removed, it's inevitable that everything should be subordinated. War has been throughout history the chief source of social cohesion. And since science began, it's been the strongest incentive to technical progress. We need some new smart bombs, so that's a way to use the technology in the bombs. We use all kind of technology in the military first, and then they bring it out here and use it on the people. And I said many years ago, when this government doesn't have a war on the outside, practices war on against its people on the inside. Okay? So they say, and since war began, it's been the strongest incentive to technical progress. The usual result of war is to make states larger. They say there's a psychological difficulty about a single world government. The passions that inspire a feeling of unity are hate and fear. Fear brings unity. These depend upon the existence of an enemy, actual or potential. A world government could only be kept in by force, not by the spontaneous loyalty that inspires a nation at war. Okay? They'll use war to get the world government, and then once they get the world government, there's no need for no more war, because we'll just turn the off switch on your nanoparticle. Okay? So now, under the subheading of world government, they say, as regards war, means must be found of subjecting the relations of nations to the rule of law, so that a single nation will no longer be the judge in its own cause. If this is not done, the world will return to barbarism. On the contrary, it's the barbarians that have used wars, and we saw them all during Obama's 8 years. 7 wars in 8 years this guy basically was a part of or started. 7 wars in 8 years. And under 4 years of the Orange, none. He didn't start any. They say scientific technique will disappear along with science. It's possible that mankind may prefer to survive and prosper rather than to perish in misery. And if so, national liberty will have to be restrained. National liberty will have to be restrained. They say in the past, there were many sovereign states. But the League of Nations were bound to fail. This is the first attempt in the past 100 years, 120 years at world government was the League of Nations. But it was bound to fail because disputants were too proud to accept outside arbitration. Now, there are only 2 sovereign states, Russia and the United States. And notice, family, this is before China was made in America. This is before China becomes a superpower. So he's viewing this from Russia and the United States. The U.S. and the USSR or the U.S. senior. They say, if either becomes preponderant, the preponderant power can establish a single authority over the whole world and make future wars impossible. Okay? So they decided to export communism to this country. And so now, China's brand of communism, okay, in this country is called democratic socialism. But it is, in fact, authoritarianism. And again, we see it being practiced all over the place. So he says, whoever wins, they can take over the world, and that's going to make future wars impossible. He says, at first, this authority will be based on force. But if Western nations are in control, force will soon give way to consent. When that's achieved, the most difficult problems will have been solved, and science can become beneficent, okay? But notice now, they couldn't accomplish this with the wars, but they locked down the whole world with the virus, and they don't want to let it go, even though it's shown to be fraudulent all over the world. They just send their people in and kill the people who are in high echelons of authority who don't want to practice this insanity. Or they silence them in total. Okay? They say, there are three ways of securing a society that shall be stable as regards population. First is birth control. Second is infanticide or destructive wars. And third is the general misery except for a powerful minority. All right? We just saw all of this manifest itself before Orange Man. This country was in misery in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, unlike anything I've seen, because they were deindustrializing the country and lowering the wages by bringing in people from south of the border, okay? And as they deindustrialized and became more scientific in their approach to society, they did two things. They flooded this country, not just the black community. We just responded differently than the white people. They flooded this country with drugs. Okay? Crack cocaine for black people because we were the problem in the 70s and the 80s until they locked up millions of us. And, of course, in the 2000s, it became fentanyl, and what's the other one, Bev, that the white people were smoking and burning themselves up and all that kind of stuff?
I can't remember. That wasn't what Eddie Murphy was using, was it?
Crystal meth. Thanks, Tut.
Okay.
Crystal meth. Okay, it was crystal meth that was dropped on their community by the government, and now fentanyl. It is affecting them negatively far more than the black community. But they did the same thing to us with the crack cocaine, and it's all being done by the intelligence community to neutralize the opposition and keep you in misery. Because if you're fighting each other, it's very difficult to launch any kind of effort to fight the government, okay, or the elite people that are manipulating the government. So now, this is interesting because they then point to this in the article. They say, they say, a scientific world society cannot be stable unless there's a world government. Unless there is a world government which secures universal birth control. There must, from time to time, be great wars in which the penalty of defeat is widespread death by starvation. Unless one power emerges victorious and establishes a single government on the world with a monopoly of armed forces, the level of civilization must decline until scientific warfare becomes impossible, until science is extinct. And then they say this. The exact same thing was described by Zbigniew Brzezinski in his book, The Grand Chessboard, American Primacy and Its Geostrategic Imperatives. Brzezinski outlines Americans' global supremacy, just say white supremacy, to unify the world under the dictates of the United Nations. Okay? And that's why, family, on a larger level, that's why Orange Man was right on point when he went to the UN and told them, we are nationalists. We are taking care of our own people, and I suggest you take care of your own as well. So he had to go because he was preaching populism. He had to go. And the same wizard that was responsible, hiding behind that curtain, for all the mess that was going on in Oz, is the same wizard, these little people, that's behind the curtains, right, here in this country. And what did they do? They created and ran out of the UN and NATO a complete global lockdown with organizations that have preordained world at the beginning of their titles, like World Economic Forum and World Health Organization. Okay? That is the world government functioning to lock down the whole planet to get people to take some fake vaccine that, according to this article, RNA COVID vaccines are gene therapy and not vaccine as per the CDC definition. Not my definition. This is according to the CDC. But of course, you can't talk about this, even if it's on this, even though it's a fact and it's on the CDC's own website, you can't talk about it because that doesn't play into the hands of the authoritarians or the scientific technique. This is from Great Game India. Here's what they say in the article. Check it out, family. COVID-19 vaccination has become mandatory, and it's important to understand what this injection truly is. We already know what it is, don't we, family? It's a lethal injection. They say, as per definition, the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines are gene therapies created by Moderna and Pfizer. They are not vaccines. Yet, many fact checkers insist this claim of gene therapy is false. As per the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the medical definition of a vaccine and immunity is a vaccine is a, quote, product that stimulates a person's immune system to produce immunity to a specific disease, protecting the person from that disease, unquote. Immunity is, quote, protection from an infectious disease, meaning that, unquote, meaning that, quote, if you are immune to a disease, you can be exposed to it without becoming infected, unquote. Now, the legal definition of vaccine says, quote, vaccine means a specifically prepared antigen administered to a person for the purpose of providing immunity, unquote. Quote, vaccine means a preparation of a killed or attenuated living microorganism or fraction thereof, unquote. The statute also specifies that a vaccine, quote, upon immunization, stimulates immunity that protects us against disease, unquote. Both these medical and legal definitions present issues for mRNA vaccines because these vaccines do not match legal or medical definitions of vaccine and do not impart immunity. Both Pfizer and Moderna admitted that their trials are not looking at immunity. The mRNA vaccines created by Moderna and Pfizer don't inhibit SARS-CoV-2 infections' transmissibility. There are some dictionaries which attempted to rewrite medical terms, and we should not be fooled and should not accept these redefined terms. Merriam-Webster defined vaccine in 2019 as a, quote, preparation of killed microorganisms, living attenuated organisms, or living fully virulent organisms that's administered to produce or artificially increase immunity to a particular disease, unquote. So on February 26, 2021, they updated the definition of the vaccines to, quote, a preparation that is administered as by injection, stimulate the body's immune response against a specific infectious disease. A, an antigenic preparation of a typically inactivated or attenuated pathogenic agent, such as a bacterium or a virus, or one of its components or products, such as a protein or a toxin. Or B, a preparation of genetic material, such as a strand of synthesized messenger RNA, that's used by the cells of the body to produce an antigenic substance, such as a fragment of a virus spike protein, unquote. We should understand the fact that medical terminology is not dictated by Merriam-Webster. It can confuse us. Vaccines created by Moderna and Pfizer use mRNA therapy that does not actually satisfy public health measure directive. Since mRNA therapies do not render the immunized person immune and do not inhibit transmission of the virus, they cannot qualify as a public health measure capable of providing collective benefit that supersedes individual risk and therefore cannot be mandated and therefore cannot be mandated and therefore cannot be mandated. This deceptive practice violates 15 U.S. Code Section 41 of the Federal Trade Commission Act, the law that governs advertising of medical practices. The incomplete human trials put it at odds with 15 U.S. Code Section 41. It's unlawful to advertise that a product or service can prevent, treat, or cure human disease unless you possess competent and reliable scientific evidence, including, when appropriate, well-controlled human clinical studies substantiating that the claims are true at the time that they are made per this law. There is a lack of proof that this gene therapy has an impact on infection for worse or better. Fulfilling the U.S. Code of Requirement is not possible without evidence. And let me add this, family. They never isolated the protein that they call COVID-2. Without that, they are basically urinating in your face. I'm going to use the brother's term since he loved to use that. He used that term twice last week. They pissing in your face and telling you it's raining. And that's why they have to use the corporations to threaten people. Okay? Because that's what bullies do. Now, they go on to say, there's a lack of proof that this gene therapy has an impact on infection for better or for worse, blah, 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 blah. So by maintaining the illusion that COVID-19 is a state of emergency, when in reality it's not, government leaders are providing cover for these gene therapy companies so that they are insulated from any liability. According to pharma giant Moderna, the COVID-19 mRNA-based experimental vaccines being approved for emergency use for the first time in history are operating systems designed to program human DNA. That's according to Moderna. Okay? Then they go on to say this. A leaked video from an insider from Facebook showed that Mark Zuckerberg admitted that COVID-19 vaccines will change your DNA and that he is not sure what will be the long-term effects of these vaccines. Interestingly, as per their own policy, Facebook will censor you for saying the exact same thing, even with proof and branded as fake news. And you can go in, I'm not sure you can still pull that information up online, where an insider at Facebook recorded Zuckerberg saying exactly that and then released the video. That was only a few weeks ago. Okay? So now, there it is. But I had to go to John Rappaport, okay? Because he always gives a far more thought-provoking version that article basically dealt with, okay? And notice, family, they just happened to bring up in that article Zbigniew Brzezinski, right? Well, when you pull up the last article I dealt, Limits to the Stability of Scientific World Empire, Part 2, I'll give you one guess who they mentioned in the article. Remember, family, none other than Zbigniew Brzezinski in his book, The Grand Chessboard. Okay? So here they are mentioning that. And then here this article is mentioning the same stuff. Okay? Now, let's keep it moving. Because Rappaport says new vaccines will permanently alter human DNA. Okay? And this is from the middle of last year. Okay? Here's what he says. Consider this article in light of the accelerating push to mandate and enforce vaccinations across the planet. The New York Times for March 9, 2015's article, Protection Without a Vaccine, describes the frontier of research. Key quotes illustrate the use of synthetic genes to protect against disease while changing the genetic makeup of humans. Quote, this is from the article. By delivering synthetic genes into the muscles of monkeys, scientists are essentially re-engineering the animals to resist disease. Unquote. Quote, disguise the limits, said Michael Farzan, an immunologist at Scripps and lead author of the new study. Unquote. Quote, the first human trial based on this strategy, called immunoprophylaxis by gene transfer, or IGT, is already underway. IGT is different from traditional vaccinations. Scientists isolate the genes that produce powerful antibodies against certain diseases and then synthesize artificial versions. The genes are placed into viruses and injected into human tissue. Unquote. Quote, the virus invades human cells with their DNA payloads, and a synthetic gene is incorporated into the recipient's own DNA. If all goes well, the new genes instruct the cells to begin manufacturing powerful antibodies, unquote. Quote, the synthetic gene is incorporated into the recipient's own DNA, unquote. Permanent alteration. Dr. David Baltimore, in that article, said this. He envisions that people might be leery of a vaccination altering their own DNA, even if it prevents a potentially fatal disease, unquote. Yes. People might be leery if they have two working brain cells. Under the cover of preventing disease, vaccines are ideal carriers for genes that would permanently be permanently incorporated into the human structure. They say the enormous propaganda about vaccines and the mandatory laws that enforce vaccination create a powerful channel along which reengineering is imminently possible. Reengineering is imminently possible. So they're moving from social engineering to human reengineering. They say synthetic genes injected into humans would form a grand experiment to create an altered species. This experiment could be compartmentalized. For example, genes 1 through 6 would be injected into group A in geolocation 1. Genes 7 and 12 would be injected into group B in location 2. And I'm going to give you just another example or an extension of that. Genes 13 through 21 could be injected in group C, okay, and so on and so on and so on in location three. Okay? And you could keep doing this based on the behavior of the people who get certain vaccines. They say recipients will be subjected to ongoing surveillance to gauge results. Members of these groups will be brought into clinics for tests to discover markers that reveal their body's responses to the genetic alterations. Are these people stronger or weaker? Do they exhibit any signs of illness? Do they report behavioral changes? Through surveillance, all sorts of information can be compiled. There is no informed consent. Human guinea pigs have no knowledge of what is being done to them. So what would be the objectives of this lunatic research? On a simplified level, there would be two. Create weaker and more docile and obedient and dependent humans. And on the other side, create stronger and healthier and more intelligent and more talented humans. The result of the latter will be applied to the chosen few. Some of this research will be carried on inside the military, because secret is easier and the aim to produce better soldiers is a long-standing goal of the Pentagon research arm, DARPA. So here we go again with DARPA being mentioned very prominently, because DARPA was also mentioned very prominently in the creation of social media. Okay, the same people that's coming with the vaccine, right, in the military at first, are the same people that came with the social engineering media. They say a global vaccine experiment has another bonus for the planners. People who fall ill or die can be written off as suffering from various diseases and disorders which have nothing to do with the vaccine. This is standard operating procedure for the medical cartel. And that's what you see happening right now, family. Okay? They say the number of casualties will be of no concern to the brave new world shapers. The U.S. medical system is already killing 2.25 million people per decade as a result of FDA-approved drugs. They say Princeton biologist, molecular biologist, Lee Silver, the author of Remaking Eden, said that geneticists are thinking about an engineered future. Quote, this is from his book. The gene-rich, or gene-rich, the people with all the money and got the good genes, the 10% of the American population, will all carry synthetic genes. The economy, the media, the entertainment industry, and the knowledge industry are controlled by the gene-rich class. Quote, naturals, those are the unaltered humans, work as low-paid service providers or laborers. The gene-rich class and the natural class will become entirely separate species with no ability to crossbreed, and as much and with as much romantic interest in each other current human would have for a chimpanzee. Now, I know that comes straight out of Brave New World, but this is in this professor's book. Quote, In a society that values individual freedom above all else, it's hard to find any legitimate basis for restricting the use of reprogrammed genetics. I will argue that the use of reprogenetic technology is inevitable. Gregory Stock, the former director of the program in medicine technology and society at the UCLA School of Medicine, said this, quote, "Even if half the world's species were lost during genetic experiments, enormous diversity would still remain. When those in the distant future look back on this period of history, they will likely see it not as the era when the natural environment was impoverished, but as the age when a plethora of new forms, some biological, some technological, some a combination of the two, burst onto the scene. We best serve future generations by focusing on the short-term consequences of our actions rather than vague notions about the needs of the distant future." These two well-known scientists speaking about ethics. With vaccines that permanently alter the human genetic makeup and given the corporate and government agency penchant for secrecy, we are already inhabiting the brave new world. Every genetic innovation is aimed at bringing us closer to a stimulus response world and further away from freedom. Now, I thought that term stimulus response was quite interesting in terms of was no more than $5 for as much money as people are. Checks that some people are getting, okay? And I thought it was also interesting in terms of the origin of so-called stimulus response that really comes out of the psychological world of conditioned response in B.F. Skinner. Okay? It's really conditioned response already for the last couple of years. They've been in a lab discussing how they can best manipulate the people in this country to control them. Okay? How to manipulate the people in this country to get them to take a vaccine that ain't no vaccine. We got a stable of niggas just like horses, only you don't ride them as hard as you ride a horse. Okay? Maybe we can get them out there to make some public service messages. Let's see who on the payroll. Here's the deal, is what they say. The struggle comes down to who controls the philosophy, not the science. Human, merely a system waiting to be re-engineered, or something more inhabiting a physical form. We know what brain researchers and geneticists believe, as well as the government, corporations, universities, and foundations. These days, the college faculty department considered the least important is the philosophy department. And I'm going to tell you why he says that. Because he understands that this mindset of authoritarianism and one world government goes all the way back to Plato. Actually, if we're going to be even more accurate, we can say it began with the advent, with the advent of messianic religions. okay? Hebrew, in its old world incantation, was one of the first. All right? Moses in the Aten was, in fact, the first move to facilitate world government. Or should I say Akhenaten or Amenhotep IV? Either name. Pick. You can use either one of them names you want, family. That's the beginning of it. Now, there were people on a smaller level, including in his Pharaonic family, who believed some of the same things but didn't have the guts to go up against the priest class. Now look at the priest class. Okay? They're trying to figure out how they can get in on the lap dancing business. Family. Because, and, go ahead, Val.
No, I'm just laughing.
Okay. Because they losing money because they ain't got a bunch of booties in them seats no more. Okay? So they going to roll with the punches or throw a leg up. Okay? Because family, as Rappaport just eloquently pointed out, this stuff ain't nobody's vaccine. It's going to permanently alter your DNA. But what's the purpose? Okay? My opinion is, in the event that the indoctrination of the youth fails, they're going to come with routine three. Well, Robert, that's what is routine three? Here's routine three. Coronavirus 19 vaccines can reprogram DNA, which can then remotely control the human mind and body. This is from 153news.net. Here's what they say very quickly. Professor Charles Morgan gives a lecture at West Point to soldiers in the Visual Information Division on the latest technology in biowarfare, DNA reprogramming, and human cell exploitation. I've been saying that the CoronaCon jabs will have the capability to change human DNA, but also enable a person's thoughts and actions to be influenced by remote control. I can assure the doubters that this technology exists and is going to be used en masse through the implementation of the COVID-19 jabs. It's now possible to control the mind of another person by remote control and to take control over their physical body's movement functions. They go on to say, the professor reveals that they can now store and conceal images and movies in DNA and bacteria. And that just 1 gram of human DNA can store the equivalent of 7 billion iPads. 7 billion iPads to 1 gram of human DNA. He says information and images can also be stored in bacteria on the human body, which can then be placed in a dish and the information removed, and also that when those same bacteria reproduce, its offspring will also be encoded with that same information. Now, remember, family, we pointed out a few years back, right here on Truth to Power, that they are talking about taking skin cells from one male who has another male husband, two homosexuals. Take the sperm from one and the skin cells of the other and produce a child. Let's keep going. They say He says it's also possible to program a cell and direct it to target any part of the body, including the brain, which can then also be reprogrammed and controlled from an outside force. The COVID-19 jabs can contain all the technology, and it's chilling what that same technology can do when they are primed to target an attack. Miniature nanobots about the size of dust particles. I know y'all recall us talking about the smart dust. And not more than 2 years ago, Julian Assange released his last video pointing out that they would in fact be putting smart dust into the atmosphere to be inhaled by the general population as a means to control and remove people they deem undesirable. Wait a minute. Let me go back to the beginning of this show, Robert X. Because didn't you say that the Royal Society over 10 years ago pointed out that they were in fact blocking out the rays of the sun, allegedly to inhibit global warming? And now here we are, over 10 years later, they're announcing that Bill Gates is putting a gold medal flower into the atmosphere? Or is that gold medal flower? Maybe it's some smart dust, as Julian Assange was basically telling us about, a government-initiated program that would put smart dust, little robots, nanotechnology, into the atmosphere. So they say here, miniature nanobots about the size of dust particles can be programmed to attack any portion of the body to deliver a payload of virus directly into the bloodstream, organs, brain, eyes, etc. The reprogrammed DNA cell can also lie dormant in whichever portion of the body it's been directed to and remain there undetected until the appropriate electronic signal is delivered to reactivate it. 30 years ago, we said they would basically put this technology in the people. And for those people that got out of line, the technology would be pre-programmed that if, say, Robert X got out of line, they would type into the computer for my technology to eat his liver. And don't worry about the onions. Okay, I won't try to tell that badass joke no more. I'm sorry, family. They close by saying this. They can manage and change people's memories and perception, and that they don't even need to persuade them. All that's needed is to change their memory through audio and visual images. In other words, TV, which is exactly how the general public has been lured into believing in the great Corona Con. If you're a Christian, you need to know these jabs would enable Luciferians to change your DNA and alter your perception of God. You will be programmed to detest him. They will alter the perception of every person who takes those demonic DNA-changing vaccines. This is a spiritual war that's foretold in the Bible almost 3,000 years ago, now taking place. Also, they can erase memories and install false ones. family. Now, again, this is recent. I had to jump back into some of my old research because this sounded suspiciously like this, family, because we were talking about lethal injection long before coronavirus. This is from Freedom article, freedom-articles.toolsforfreedom.com. Just Google total individual control technology, total individual control technology by Makia Freeman, M-A-K-I-A, Freeman. And you might recall, family, if you don't, here's what we said a few years back. Total individual control technology. Insider exposes how you and your DNA are being targeted. It's a nefarious electromagnetic and voice-to-skull weaponized technology being experimented with and deployed against segments of the American population. Those attacked are known as targeted individuals. Recently, whistleblower Brian Cofron, who is a security industry specialist for a security company, SIS, or Security Industry Specialist, quit after realizing that his former firm were actively using total individual control technology to target people, then control and destroy their lives. Since he quit, he's become a victim of the technology by way of gang stalking. This technology is so advanced, it can be used to read your mind, program your mind with thoughts that you believe are your own, and induce emotional states including pain, hate, and fear. Now recall, family, they pointed out to you that the way the people control the general population is through hate and fear. And now they have technology that can do exactly the same thing. Okay? And as we pointed out, Facebook and Twitter have been directly implicated in a secret government program manipulating the emotional states of the people. Let me read that again. It can be used to read your mind, program your mind with thoughts that you believe are your own, and input emotional states in you, including pain, hate, and fear. It can be used to tap into your optical nerve and auditory systems to see and hear what you are seeing and hearing. It can target particular people in individual and specific attacks based on DNA frequency. It's being used in vast social engineering programs to experiment upon the poor and weak people. They're targeting specific groups of people who are cognitively inclined, highly intelligent, knowledgeable about advanced technology, or interested in alternative research. Some of the things that the total individual control technology is able to do is this technology manipulates the electrical signals in the brain, controlling thoughts, feelings, and emotions and sensations throughout the body. It works by rewiring the brain, by creating new neural pathways and destroying existing neural pathways, literally changing the way a person thinks and behaves. This technology can also be used to control muscle movement. It can take over one's hands or feet while driving and make you press on the accelerator or press on the brake or turn. Now, this is pretty exactly what they just said using different circumstances in the prior article dealing with nanotechnology in the vaccine. Okay? They say this technology can tap into the optical nerve of the target and the auditory system so that those monitoring the target can see what the target is seeing and hearing. This information is then downloaded and stored on a computer and guarded by the tightest security in the world. This results in the individual, everything they see, hear, and experience and feel being recorded till the end of time. This technology can also be used to manipulate the emotions of the target. It can induce fear, love, and hate. This technology can beam images and even motion pictures into one's brain. Images so realistic, you think you're actually watching a movie or seeing something in reality, like a virtual reality 3D rendering within the target's mind. The images manifest themselves in that target. If they are not aware that this technology is being used on them, they will believe that they are natural thoughts and images. This technology can also induce and control dreams. They can control dream cycles and sleep patterns. It can cause one to sleep deeply or not sleep at all. REM cycles, alpha, beta, and delta brain waves can be induced by this technology. And it can be used to mimic spiritual experiences. Joy, love, and peace can all be induced artificially. To make the target believe that they are having a genuine spiritual experience when they're not. Maybe that's what Nas X is suffering from. This technology can also sexually manipulate the target, making them feel sexual arousal or turn off their sexuality altogether, or stimulate them and shut them down. It can manipulate the hormones of the target, lowering and raising estrogen and testosterone levels in women and men. Let me read that again, because I know some of you still ain't going to believe it until one of them homosexuals on MSNBC or CNN tell you. Then you'll believe it. Okay? It can stimulate your hormones and shut them down, okay? Lowering and raising estrogen and testosterone levels in men and women. It can read the thoughts of the target as they occur within our own mind. From small groups of 10 to 20 to 100 to tens of thousands, by creating a field effect where an entire field of electromagnetic energy is created in a geographical location, and any human within that location, that electromagnetic field affecting that can affect that location. It can induce a general mood in a population, or a crowd of people, making them passive or making them agitated, okay? And it can cause or stop and induce riots. It can stop crying or start crying. It can stop thoughts or start thoughts. In other words, it's massive mind control on a citywide level. But they can also do it on a community or block level. Okay? Now, they go on to say this, that there's a drive to create a worldwide DNA database. Okay? Well, let me go back to this Dr. Kofron that I mentioned earlier. He said that the DNA of the individual is used to determine the resonant frequency of the DNA itself, and that that frequency is then used to fine-tune the technology, tune it perfectly to the resonant frequency of the targeted individual's DNA. They say this leads into the drive to create a worldwide DNA database. It's no coincidence that Amazon and Google are racing with Microsoft, IBM, and others to assemble a DNA database. Those in power would have a horrifying weapon to target anyone that they wanted. And now you understand why these tech giants are working in conjunction with China to, in fact, put in a global database using the DNA from people who get the vaccine. They say employees are tricked out of their DNA. They have to do a drug test, and urine samples is siphoned off into a DNA database. Then they say, under social engineering with this technology, Kofron goes on to point out that this technology is already being tested upon those in society who are struggling. This social engineering is being done by the government, military intelligence, security firms, U.S. corporations, local and state police, and social programs within the inner cities. Code word for Doodoo Brown. Then they say this. In one operation, the perpetrators would target certain geographical blocks of the city and cause everyone to be in a bad mood. Now, then they go on to say this in terms of the, well, let me go up here. I don't want to leave this out. They go on to say here, blah, 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 blah. Here's how it works. They manipulate targeted individuals to see a psychiatrist, and then they bribe the psychiatrist to deliver a fake diagnosis that the victim is mentally unstable, deranged, delusional, crazy, incompetent, paranoid, schizophrenic, suffering from multiple personality disorder, or they invent some similar legal medical psychobabble diagnosis. This has the unfortunate effect of stripping away the victim's natural or human rights, which leaves him or her with no recourse to fight back against his attackers, since his claims and testimonies will be dismissed as the ravings of a madman. This is a similar tactic to what is used with other victims of mind control. Okay? So you can see, they on their way. Okay? This stuff is already in use, family, because it all lends itself as part of this so-called vaccine that's really a lethal injection. They go on by saying, the infrastructure that enables the total individual control technology is composed of antennas, radar, and cell phone towers. Okay? So you can see, family, we let you in on this some time ago before coronavirus, and now here we got vaccine-altering DNA, okay, that can remotely control the human mind and the body. All right? They're doing this, family, because they understand about supernova 1987A. No matter how far I get away from it, I always come back to it as the genesis the genesis of what the Christians call the second coming, what we call the precession of the equinoxes, what the Indians refer to as the yugas, and different cultures all have different names for it. But it all adds up to the same thing. And the potential of the young people, which is why they focus on them, all right? But it's not a singular pursuit. It ain't just the young people, because they won't get rid of a lot, almost all of them too. Okay? This is about preventing them from becoming Jedi. Okay, family? And once we get... how much time we got left, Sister Bear?
24 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay, because I'd like to conclude by midnight again, if I can. And we
so
come back tomorrow.
Isn't it important
and then we'll get... Go ahead, Bear.
Yeah, isn't it important that we really get to know ourselves, because if you know yourself, when someone starts to manipulate your mind, you can be able to tell the difference. Can't you override that?
No question about it. You see, that comes back to the five platonic solids. In a weird way, okay, accessing the fifth element by elevating the spiritual consciousness, which is what much of the technology is geared toward, manipulating the consciousness of the people. Social engineering, by definition, is manipulating the consciousness of the people. People have the capacity, based on things that are going on, as I stated, off this planet, okay, to access stuff that's going on inside of us on this planet, where we see the elite people focusing on what? The reduction of carbon, right? Mm-hmm. Particularly carbon 7. Okay? And of course, we went back to take a look at carbon 7, because they're setting up a carbon exchange, right? where they want to, in fact, remove as much unnecessary carbon, okay, that would be us people, okay, because they understand that something else is making that carbon change in form, okay? Now, I don't want to get into it, but I think that that's a perfect place to stop, family, because then we get into Bertrand Russell, his idea of population control and the scientific breeding of humans. Okay? Which, again, lands us right square into a brave new world. Family, which is what some of the prior articles are really talking about, because the author of The Brave New World was heavily involved in cybernetics, just like the rest of these clowns. Okay? So, yes, it becomes important that people understand the capabilities, okay, the potential, and that's all it is. Because if you running around here talking about giving lap dances to Satan, fusing Cardi B for admitting that she was a part of a group of women that raped men after they drugged them or had the men raped, okay?
Wait, I didn't hear that. They raped them? Or they didn't just rob them. They raped them, had them raped.
Babe, I don't know if it was men that raped the men and they photographed it to keep them quiet.
Mm.
But one rapist was being interviewed by another rapist during the election. Because remember, the little white girl said that Biden stuck his hand down in her picnic basket.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't looking for no peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Okay? And that she got witnesses that she relayed the incident to. And her mama called in Larry King when he had some politicians on his program.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, how can people report politicians that are very powerful who do these kind of things to them? Her mama called that program. Fake women's movement acknowledged that they believed her, but they said they were going to support the courts anyway because Orange Man bad. And we couldn't get Orange Man because he was buying all the nook-nook he needed. He was buying his. Biden and Clinton just rape women. So that's all right. No problem. And so now we see that his sons and their wives and the children are all dysfunctional son of a sons and daughters of these people.
And Biden's son admitted that that was his laptop.
What else he gonna say?
Well, he
else he can say?
Don't happen to him.
That's why he said
charge,
it.
So, right.
Yeah, that's why he said it. Because he knows that the media is going to say, "Well, he's reformed now."
Mm-hmm.
He's no longer having sex with underage girls. And I can assure you he's not having sex with his little nieces anymore. Nor is he having sex with his brother's wife. Now he's become a master masturbator. And with that, Sister Bear, let's take these calls before it gets up to midnight here. And the
okay.
people don't have a chance to.
All right. And okay. And Dr. Robert X do have a GoFundMe page, Dr. Robert X. So do send your support for his research. And Dr. Robert X, give out your information.
Thanks, Bev. You can contact me at mccray9599@yahoo.com. And look, family, I've gotten a little behind because on many of the days that I'm off, I said last year that I was rehabbing this house. So that's what I've been doing. Man, I've been working my tail off here, not just with the research, but it was going through the rehabbing that I went through some of my old stuff. And I saw this treasure trove, this gold mine of all these articles and things that lend themselves to what we're talking about now. So I managed to come out on the positive end of it metaphysically. But, boy, I'm going to tell you, a rehabbing a house and throwing stuff out is no joke. It is no joke.
I know.
I mean, I'm doing the whole thing. And I got to go outside to deal with fences and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, my hands are full. I don't have a whole lot of free time. So if I don't come on a Monday, it's because I ain't recovered from Saturday and Thursday and Friday and Sunday.
From your physical labor.
I'd be physically knocked out. Yes, Bear. I mean, I won't go into it any more than that, but, man, I've been working my butt off here lately. So with that, Bear, we can take some questions and comments.
Okay. All right. Area code 732-215.
Hey, God is says, and God, Dr. X, how's everybody doing? You know what that
good,
word, Max, thank you. And I hope you feel better, too, Bev. I'm sending you my energy.
Thank you. I accept it.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. The word vax, right? Vax?
Yeah.
A nation? Like, that word vax is not good, I don't think. And they say, they've been saying vax the nation for so long now. But does anyone know what that word, I don't like looking stuff up too much. I'd rather talk to my people about it. But does anyone know what that word vax means? It's not good.
Well, we gave some examples of what vaccine means earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good question, Goddess. That's an excellent point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And talking about that, I think I said on here once before that this lady had to, she had to travel. So she was trying to get the test for the virus, so she called in the Black Hood to a CVS, made an appointment. She never, ever went to take it, so she called her doctor. He said, well, come on, I'll do it. So her doctor ended up doing her. Although she never, ever went to the Black CVS in the Hood, they called her and told her she tested positive. Right? Then, yeah, then there's this lady that, on her job, she was calling to make an appointment for the man she works for him to get tested. So when she called, she said they asked two questions. One question was gender and the other was race. Okay, so Caucasian male. So guess what? He didn't have to be tested. No appointment, anything, she didn't have to make it for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's
what they're doing with that, too. And another thing is when you were speaking of when you do your breathing exercise, if there was anyone that had anything they would like to say at that time or do, and I have a mantra I would like to read tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. You want to call in at the beginning of the program?
Yes. At the very beginning. Is it going to be 9 to 9:30 tomorrow?
Oh, same time.
9 o'clock.
Not this time, but our normal time.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
9
right.
o'clock.
Okay. And that's all I have to say for tonight, and thank you both. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Excellent comment.
All right.
Bear, make sure you put a marker by her number so we'll know who she is when she raises her hand in the
Yeah, I know her number.
Okay, good.
Okay, let's go to 404-453. All righty. Let's go to 614-362. 614.
Yeah. Whew, hey, I fell asleep here. I just wanted to make a quick comment. When you were talking briefly, I think you were talking something about the something during the war or something. Well, something about what they had all this time to do this research. A lady today on Facebook sent me the technology that went behind that. It was just basically everything that you kind of went through and how they are able to create the stuff that go into this and control and take over that with genes and all that stuff. And it just, and it's called bacteriophage, I believe.
Yeah.
It's called bacteriophage, even though you gave the appropriate name. That's another name. I'm going to send it to you on Facebook.
Okay.
If I can move the link over. And not Facebook, but through email or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to quickly just comment. It's just so phenomenal. These people have had, since the war, World War II or World War I, when all this crazy mess probably really even started. And look where we are today.
Yep. Before World War II, it was the early 30s, during the time of the creation of the so-called technocracy. Okay.
Right, and you see how they're taking all of that and this man's greatest man, what, 666, when y'all was talking about that? Number of man.
Yeah.
Man is man's greatest, the world's greatest downfall. It's
you
really
make sure
sad.
You listen tomorrow, because I'm opening up.
I didn't want anything else. I didn't want nothing else. I'm locked in. You're good. You're so good. We're falling asleep and slobbering.
You make
thank
sure
you
do that
so
tomorrow.
I'll
we open it up
tomorrow.
We open it up with the 666.
Okay.
Got it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Peace and love.
Better love.
Okay. Let's go to 336-350.
The people are moving from carbon 12 to carbon 7. I'm sorry. Go ahead, family.
Thank you, Sister Bev. Thank you, family. Greetings. There's a Baha'i prayer. It's the difficulty prayer. You can look it up, and it says, no matter what, everything is working for the greater good of all mankind, and that goes back to that Roland Martin business. It's so divine that he decided to open up and bring forth his true feelings to give additional clarity, and it will be interesting to see what day that happened on. Maybe somebody can tell me what day that occurred on, when he downloaded all that information about the young brother. And it's so fascinating that he did that on that particular day, whatever day it was. I know it had to have been a powerful day because that was the universe's way of exposing him. And this is a five-year family, so that's refinement in exposing and leadership and those kinds of things. So that was a blessing, and more of that is going to be occurring this year. Just pay attention. So that's my read on that, and the meditation family. My request is the right surgeon, the right atmosphere for healing, because this time around will be my fifth hip replacement on the same side, and I'm pushing 70. So, family, I'm not really looking forward to this, but I can't even go to the bathroom. I mean, sit on the toilet without screaming. It that is so painful, and I deserve better. I don't sleep. I deserve better and feel better, Sister Ev. But this is my prayer. The 13th, I go to a hip specialist in Tucson, oral Tucson. So we'll see what happens. So thank us.
Okay, thank on us. The 13th. Okay.
Thank yes, God. Ma'am. That's God. Next week at 10:30 a.m. All right. Okay. Thank us, family.
All right. Thank us. We'll send healing energy to you on that day.
Absolutely.
Yes,
all right.
Thank you, Mama Z.
Let's go to 405-568.
Peace and love. Can I be heard?
Hotel family,
yes,
sir.
Yes, you can.
Peace and love. I love y'all.
I just had somebody very close to me down in your neck of the woods in Oklahoma, my brother.
Well, I would have left the light on for him. You should have told him. Come
I almost
him.
Came down there myself.
Yeah, I would have left the light on for you. Yeah. And Mama AZ, I'm going to get with you, too. I'll be reaching out to you within the next day or so, too. I love you, too, Mama. But anyway,
absolutely.
I was just had a couple of little quick points. My question is, what happened to the massive campaign that they launched is on that impossible burger and all of that impossible meat? You don't even – I've never seen a commercial this year since they masked that big old campaign on that. What happened to it?
It blew up in their faces, no pun intended. Okay? They came with the bug right after that. And they just couldn't quite get it over the hump. It's still out there. Gates are still behind it. They'll create some artificial construct where the meat, a steak will probably cost you $20, $30 or more for one steak.
Oh,
that's going to severely limit people's ability to buy beef.
Well, I guess to my point is like it's just so obvious how they socially engineer people. Like,
yeah.
It was the talk of the town. It was like everything. It was about everything. And there was other social issues going on, but this was it, the impossible, all this. And they get, whenever they choose to launch some type of propaganda or campaign or whatever, it's just amazing how the public goes. So this is what I call to argue. I want to argue with you a little bit. Because with the vaccine,
what else is
right? Stop, man. Because I came like up in a family, like all my family, my uncles, my pops, them, they do drag racing. They drag race cars and stuff, right? So mm-hmm. I remember this time I said, man, look, I got me some bread in my pocket. It was burning a hole in my pocket. And I went to my people. I say, look, I want to buy that engine. And he said, oh, you okay, here's the bread. I want the engine. And then I said, I'm going to put it in this. And then they looked at me and looked at the car and looked at the engine and said, you going to put this in that? And thus the term coined, you're going to put a diamond up a goat's behind. I don't know if you ever heard that term, like up a goat's A. So why would they go through those measures? Because as far as the vaccines are concerned, it's my father's generation, your generation, you and Bev's generation, and y'all are the ones that's really running. I'm not talking about personally, of course. I'm talking about the generational.
I understand.
Y'all running in line to get that shot so bad, so fast. Y'all like tonic water, like some life saving, like it's gonna make me live longer type shit. Excuse my language. Why would the government put a diamond in a goat's butt? Like, what are they going to do to alter my father's generation when they're on their way to transition? What are they going to benefit from altering their DNA? Like, what is that going to benefit? Because the younger generation, they're not rushing like y'all's generation to get that shot.
They will not be able to go to college. Excuse me, my brother. I beg to differ.
Okay.
Right now, they're making it mandatory on college campuses for them to have the passport, the vaccine, and anything else associated with it. They're now talking about giving it to children. Whose generation is that?
No, listen, Dr. X, don't get me wrong. I follow you.
I'm with you.
But what I'm saying is, what benefit would it be to inoculate all of my father's generation, the elderly? And see, the only people in my generation and below, the only reason they're taking it is because they're being bullied into taking it via their job.
But they're taking it, right?
Like
now, I just pointed out to you that it's not mandatory anywhere.
Yeah, but they don't know that. If it's like you got to do this for your job, they're going to do it.
They tell us ignorance is no excuse. If you can pick up a cell phone, and this is your generation, and you can find any nature of doo-doo, I'm talking about the younger generation. They can find all the doo-doo in the world, but they can't find anything about the so-called vaccine.
I hear you, Doc. Man, I'm asking the question, though. What is your generation rushing to? What will be the purpose? What will be the benefit for them rushing my father's generation, above your generation, like older than your generation? What is altering their DNA?
It's killing. It's supposed to kill older people.
But they already about to transition. Why spend all that time and energy into doing that when they on their way out?
They want to. My generation has more influence because we've been through what y'all have yet to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am warning you about where the landmines are.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go down that road.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have sex with no drunk white woman.
Oh, no, sir. I don't care if she's sober.
No, I understand. But younger generation don't see a problem with it.
Yeah, I know.
My generation did. Okay? Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. The problem is social engineering, as you stated earlier. And that every single generation is susceptible to social engineering. Yours, mine, and the one that's unborn. All of us are susceptible to social engineering. So it's not about generations. It's about the sentinels who basically sit and serve as the warners of things to come. And who's tuned in to the sentinels? Because if I wasn't tuned in to people that were not from my generation, like a Delva Blair, he's from the prior generation. There were less people in his generation
that were out there warning people. But he was a sentinel. And every generation has those sentinels. Okay? Some people are going to tune in to those sentinels. Some people are not. Doesn't matter what generation you come from. Okay? Because, check, my generation got out there and got dogs and water hoses and shit turned on them and went to jail. The new generation is running around beating themselves on the chest, talking about Black Lives Matter, right? And working directly with the people that turned the dogs and hoses on my generation. But guess what? Mm-hmm. They're being socially engineered. They think that the people that's giving us the vaccines, because that's the people who financing them, are their friends. They think the FBI and the CIA and the Democratic Party is their friend. My generation looked upon all of them as a pox, a virus. Okay? And it was only through this social engineering by way of a so-called voting, right? The so-called Voting Rights Act that gave my generation the illusion of inclusion.
The illusion, yeah.
The illusion of inclusion.
Yeah.
And now, fast forward 50 years later, and guess what? The younger generation is out here under that same illusion again. After we had made headway, letting them know that no matter which one of these beasts you put in office, they both are beasts.
Just the right wing and the left wing. But you don't
think that
my children's, like your grandchildren's generation, you don't think they're getting hit? You don't think they're getting hit to this? I mean,
no.
Versus, I mean, they're getting pushed at homosexuality and all of that. That abomination behavior, yeah, they're getting that push on them heavy, heavy. But they are starting to come alive, I believe.
And a whole lot of other stuff, my brother. They're acting like it's normal.
Yeah, well, it's being pushed. It's being bullied on them.
How many people you see running around here with purple hair, pink hair, all the latent symbology that comes with LGBT?
Well, I know
it's become a fashion statement.
I know you want to get off here by midnight, and I know I'm sure it's somebody else calling, but I ain't even get to argue with you. I'm gonna argue. I got some questions.
We don't have arguments, my brother. This is called point counterpoint.
Nah, you know I like to argue. Shit, I want to argue a little bit.
Well, you come to the wrong place. I hate to disappoint you.
All right, that's a bet. Peace and love.
better love, brother man. Hotel.
All right, let's go to 304-906. 304-906.
Hotel, brother.
Hotel.
Man, you beginning to sound more and more like male every day, my brother. Hotel.
I'm glad I came in right behind the brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just wanted
y'all
to
voice is almost indistinguishable.
You're right, brother X. It's the wisdom of your generation of what they're trying to get out of here, because clearly, and I understand what brother Mel's saying. And you know, I'm up here, you know, in Maryland. So when I tell you these people are lining up, taking this shot without any inclination of what it is and looking at you crazy because you're giving them some reasonable doubt, like, hey, did you think about this? You're showing them information. They're not even reading, let alone reading. You know, they're just not taking it seriously. And I don't know if you went over this because I had literally chimed in late. I woke up at like 12 rushing to work or whatever. But everybody who took the shot down here, I'm watching them. I'm literally, like, physically watching them, and, like, they, excuse my language, they dragging ass. But one thing I noticed, every time they said they got shot in the arm, all I'm saying that the arm was heavy, the whole left side felt like it was paralyzed. And I'm just constantly looking at them like, you know, no shot supposed to be doing this to you.
it should be going to everybody. You know what I mean? And everybody should be having the same so-called symptom on that level. And I'm just talking about from the people that are there. I have a lot of military people that I work with that are taking the shot, and they just feel like, you know, it's a badge of honor for them to do it. And it's sad because two people I know passed a day after they got the shot.
Wow.
Nothing was wrong. Nothing was wrong with her. I mean, she's 35, and, you know, and like my brother, he's already took the shot because, can I put a name out there? No, I ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
I ain't going to do that. No, it's a company. I'm not even going to do that. But a supermarket is making a mandatory, well, so-called mandatory, that the employees have to take the shot because they're in and out of the public. So I'm like,
your phone kind of muffled. We can barely hear.
Yeah.
I'm
go ahead.
I just wanted to say that why is it people are taking the vaccination knowing that it's nothing going on, right? Nobody's dying and nobody's doing sick like that anymore. And I hear
that. Watch this. I got one for you even better. Remember last year at this time, what were we being told around April or May? What was the predominant discussion relative to the virus?
I'll tell you.
It was all of the people that were dying.
Right?
Now, watch this. What happened to all the dying people? Is the virus still out here? Because they're still talking about locking down. Where's all the dead people now?
It's none. None that I see.
Well, what happened to them? The virus is still out here, according to them.
Brother, I'm not being funny. If these people turn to zombies, and I'm sorry to say this, sister, on your thing, I'm blowing everybody's head off to even come at me the wrong way. Because these people are doing something that are making people not only sick physically, but mentally. And you can just see it. You can just see it in it. And I was trying to say that the people that I've seen take it, when I say they move a sluggish, they move a sluggish, they barely lift their arms. I'm looking at them. They're trying to act like it's nothing wrong with them. And you can physically see something wrong with them, but they don't want nobody to know.
Right.
And I'm gonna let somebody else do, brother.
Excellent comments, my brother, as usual. And I get it. I do get it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Many people are in denial.
All right.
About, you know, the physical stuff that they're going through with this thing. But for a while, I don't know if it's still there, the internet was full of people giving their own personal testimonies about what happened to them. And it recently came out that the number of deaths are being greatly depreciated in terms of the people that are dying from the vaccine. Because you can't talk about it on the media. It's a scam.
All right, Tuckmose?
Is what I'm saying. Go ahead, Bear.
Tuckmose?
Peace, y'all. What's good? How y'all doing this evening? Can you hear me?
Great. Yes.
Yeah. Great program this evening, as always. A lot of social engineering going on.
Yep.
They socially engineer. See, the younger generation, they're going to go for this stuff a lot easier, like you said, than, you know, your generation or my generation. You know, that's why I think they slated to get rid of certain people.
We didn't trust
as
them.
We
didn't trust white people at all, for the most part. Okay.
Yeah, I came up in the tail end of that era. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I remember if you seen one walking down the street, you know, in our neighborhood, we was robbing them. You know, you had the white people walking around. Like, that was totally off code. But then you got to think, like before my generation, probably two generations before that, you had the black people move into those areas that were all white, and they had the that's, you know, and white people terrorized them, and they had to gang up, and, you know, That's why y'all got all those gigs in Chicago and stuff like that. But today, so today with the social engineering, I'm noticing it's sexual engineering. And it's designed to create sexual confusion on all fronts. They have a generation being socially engineered through the social media, the reality TV, the music, and of course Hollywood to accept abnormal sexual behaviors.
Correct.
And I'm going to tell you what the person that kicked all this off. It was the Kardashians, right? You got the chick. She married to the world's strongest man. What they call the winner of the decathlon. You're the world's strongest man, and they totally effeminated him right on television. Yep. And next thing you know, he turned into a female right on television, you know. But even the sexual behavior that show started with, she was giving Ray J a blowjob. That's how the whole thing started, you know. It went public. They put it public. It made all that money. And then that's why Kim Kardashian today is listed still as a porn star. You know, she has the second highest selling porn of all time. I think only Paris Hilton's got more. You know, so
what?
She was having sex with the singer Ray J, Brandy Brothers. And she was giving him a blowjob, and I guess they were filming it. So either way, she put the tape out as like try to say, oh, somebody stole it from her phone and put it out. And so she got on top of it and bought the rights to it. So anyone who plays that tape, she gets money from it. That's how she got rich. She took control of that tape. I mean, that tape, I think, has made her over $200 million, something like that.
Wow.
It's that one. And it's like a five-minute tape with her, you know, giving Ray J a blowjob. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's about it. But,
That's Kanye's wife, right?
Well, she's divorcing him now. So she about to get half of his $6 billion or so he say he got. Cause they in California. You know what I'm saying? So the way they're going to split those assets, they already listed her as a billionaire. But that's what started it, man. You will see on this TV, this one television program, you got first thing that's off the key is all the white females are sleeping with black men. So it's like, and they put this right on TV, right in front of you. It's number one rated show. And they only sleep with rich black men. You know what I'm saying? They got to have money.
Of course.
Got to be a star. You know, a football player she started with. Then it went to another dude who was in some, you know. But it's always that way. All of the sisters, right? So you got all of that playing out. They totally effeminate Bruce Jenner. Turn him into Caitlyn, right? And then you watch how they destroy Kanye. You know what I'm saying? It's just all the daughters are trained to be, you know, by the time they're 18, they get their fake booty starter kit, you know, go get you a rich black dude.
They are trained assassins, ass in.
Yeah. Train hoes, man. Train high price. You know, they train.
And check
train well.
Can you imagine at the wedding when the minister tell Kanye you can now kiss the bride? Man, with that video out there, I would have told that preacher, man, is you crazy?
Well, the video was years ago, bro, before she had the fake booty and everything. This video is old, right? But Ray J did come out with a song. This is the whole situation called I Hit Her First. I Hit Her First. It was like a little hit going at Kanye. He had a big episode behind that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, that's how that goes, man. But the social engineering is becoming so sexual nowadays, to the point where no one looking to get married. Everybody just looking to hook up. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to destroy generations, you know, because everyone's looking to hook up, but they're not even looking to leave nothing behind. They ain't trying to have kids. They just, you know, it's just wild sex. It's sort of like that Brave New World. You know, everybody's just fucking everybody. You know what I'm saying? And
that's right.
Everybody, you know, And all they got to do is slip a disease in there, and it's a wrap.
Yep.
Even, like, and it's not just our people. Now, they did a thing, right? And you was talking about this a little earlier with the music. Out of all the genres of music, as far as the drug references, because you was talking about the meth.
Right.
You got rap, folk, rock, electronic, pop, jazz, country, and other. Out of the drug references in the music, rap is last. Dead last.
You serious?
Dead last, yup. It's not even close.
Wow.
Number one is country music. Number two is jazz. Number three is pop.
Are you serious?
Number four is electronic. Number five is rock. Number six is other. Then folk. And then last, rap. Rap is last, bro. And
wow.
The number one drug rapped about, and it's even a manipulative statistic, because the number one music things talked about, country music's number one. The number one drug they talk about is cocaine in their songs, right?
Wow.
Rap, as far as rap music, weed is number one, cocaine is number two, and meth, amphetamines, is number three. So The cocaine and country music, they talking about using it. The cocaine and rap music, they talking about selling it. Yeah, so it's a total different connotation. And even with meth, they said meth is number three in hip-hop. And you know why meth is number three? Is because of Method Man. Every time the computer algorithm, they say Method Man or meth, they pick that up as a drug reference, but he ain't talking about meth. You know what I'm saying? He's the number one artist. The Method Man is the number one artist with methamphetamine references and all the music. And he hasn't talked about methamphetamines in one song. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
But yeah, so, you know, they're catching us. It's not through the drugs. It's through the sex. You got wife
right
now. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, they got us through the sex. And I wouldn't be surprised if this COVID vaccination ain't some type of sexual transmitted, something that once you take it, you know, now you can pass it along sexually. A few years from now, they'll be talking about another, you know, AIDS type thing or something.
Because
that would definitely affect one group over the other, because they're being programmed through the drugs, right?
Right.
And we're being programmed through the terms of that stuff, through sex. Method Man, number one, with methamphetamine references. Number two is the Wu-Tang Clan. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they definitely not talking about methamphetamine, you know. So, really, all the other stuff, that's what y'all talk about, you know. And I'll mute my line.
Right.
Thank y'all.
All right. Excellent comments, my brother. Uh-huh. Hotel.
Thank you, Tuckmouth. Well, we will return tomorrow. And thank you, Dr. Robert X. And look forward to talking with you tomorrow. And Hotep
family. Thank you,
family.
Sister Bear. Hotep.
Okay.
Hotep family.
Better
and,
love.
And take care of yourself, Bear. Make sure you get some sleep tonight.
I am.
Absolutely. Better love.
Man, all these jokers want to be hard, man. Want to be type tough, you know what I'm saying, little tough guys, you know what I mean, but little do they understand the knowledge that most of these tough guys are behind bars, really being tough,
you know what I mean,
that's why I be saying, man, how tough are you, man? Check it out. Yo, could be them situations that have you caught down at the station, getting sweated by the sergeant in chief for information. Who did it? No time for wasting. Right now, you're probably facing 3 to 9, deprivation, contemplation, snitching or washing dishes in the kitchen of the state pen, a place where you can learn how to date men. Cause man, that's all you see when in cell block 3, cats that were harder than trees come back home pussy. And ain't no time to cop a plea, you better play Bruce Lee. Cause if your mouth is writing checks, then your ass will pay the fee. Fool them out, is that change? Appearance rearranged, lose your teeth over some petty beef, this type strange, but yo, this type real, cause sharp shanks kill, make the blood spill, all down your grill, you need to chill, and recognize the fact that those prisons are packed, and more than a half of them ain't coming back. Oh, you wanna shine, huh? You wanna get that loot? You wanna pump on a block with the gat and shoot? Yo, that's cool, cause lockdown will probably think you're cute. Everyone will have their eyes on the new recruit. You wanna shine, huh?
You wanna get that loot? You wanna pump on a block with the gas and shoot? Yo, that's cool, cause lockdown will probably think you're cute. Everyone will have their eyes on the new recruit.
Jay Sands, never been touched, I thought you knew. Fuck the state pen, I be at Penn State too. Like Biggie, fisherman hat, not too jiggy. A week in the fair from there to my city. Imagine me on the flea from the PD. Yeah, looking through the rearview mirror and all I see are the flashing bright lights chasing after me. Yo, that's the type of drama that I don't need or can afford. In the AM around 4, kicking my door. Canine sniffing while I'm laying on the floor. I'd rather do tours from shore to shore, cop to pure, and some Garcia Vegas from any store. And lay back, because the why say that? You should stop, look and listen, and play your position. Don't worry about the next man, I follow tradition. And let that money stack like that, is my prescription. Cause all the hard niggas get tossed in the river, or rushed to the ER with a shank in the liver. If not that, then lockdown, looking like Fox Brown, playing wifey for some ill cat.
That's real. Oh, black. You wanna shine, huh? You wanna get that loot? You wanna pump on the block with the gat and shoot? Yo, that's cool, cause lockdown will probably think you're cute. Everyone will have their eyes on the new recruit.
Like that, and it's like that, you know that. You better learn,
you wanna learn.
You know what I'm saying, man? You don't understand, man. Motherfuckers, they gon' end up behind bars like Slick Rick, you know what I mean? But understand the plan, it's for us to stay out these prisons and get our wisdom, you know what I mean? And elevate through that, you know? Anything else, can't even mess with that. Word.